For those who don't know me, I'm Drew Pinkavich. I am now an attorney with the law firm Kelly and Dry, which is in Washington, D.C. I work a lot with David Fuller and Sean Gian, representing commercial fishermen and different fishing organizations throughout the country. Prior to joining the law firm about a year ago, I was the staff director and senior counsel for the Oceans, Fisheries, and Coast Guard Subcommittee of the Senate Commerce Committee, working for Senator Snow and also Senators McCain and Senator Stevens, and was involved in the drafting of the United States Stevens Act and just general oversight of NIMS and fisheries management. So, of course, then the question is, well, what does that make me qualified to talk about dogfish? And frankly, it doesn't, because one of the things is I was on Capitol Hill for about 5.5 years, and did anyone want to know how many meetings I actually had on dogfish and dogfish management in my 5.5 years on the Capitol? You got the right number. Never had a single meeting. No one ever came in and talked to me about dogfish. And that's part of the problem right there. I would hear in passing from fishermen, the dogs are everywhere, you hear the stories. But everything I know about dogfish management for me, go on my own, because I'm a dork and look at these things by myself and going and finding out information about dogfish. But no fisherman, no group, no one ever came to us on the hill and said, this is a real problem that has to be dealt with and came with a solution. I did get one phone call once during the reauthorization of the United States Stevens Act. Can we do something, in the act about dogfish? I was like, okay, well, what? Like, well, we don't know, but we just want it fixed. I was like, well, okay, well, I don't know if I have the language to do that. But I floated the idea of, turning over management, specifically just the Atlantic States, just to stir things up to get discussion going. But other offices wouldn't go along with that. And since no one called in to these offices saying you need to do something, I didn't have any support to just push it. And it was just Drew's idea. It wasn't something that Senator X's constituents wanted to do. And those of you familiar with the political process, politicians also have the backing of its constituents, so that it really inhibits their ability to do something for you. So, the long and short of it is, today was very good. We learned a lot of good things. We talked about a lot of good things. But if it just stays here in the room, and it just stays with you, we're going to be back here in 2, 3, 4 years, whatever, having the same conversation, complaining about the same things. And the fact is, unless you decide to organize, unless you decide to get active and put forward a sustained campaign to change the status quo, it's not going to. No one's going to come in on it, fly in from somewhere, and just fix this for you. You can complain about Johnny Fordham and the Ocean Conservancy and how they put you in the spot and everything, but the reason they got the drop on you is because they did put you in their campaign. Sustained campaigns on this species. And the fact is, there is an organization formed in the sustained effort. This is just how it's going to be. And so, one day I was sort of open to you, I can sit there and talk to you about it and everything, but we do a lot of the fishery survival fund, which represents the scallopers, and things are going well for scallopers now, but that wasn't always the case. And they started back in 1998 and been together since then, and put a lot of effort, money as well, and together and work together to get to where they are. A massive recruitment event off the Mid-Atlantic helps as well, but but they're prepared for it and they're in a position to take advantage of that. And so, I sort of throw it open to you guys to start talking about, okay, what do we do from here? What are the next steps? Anyone, any ideas? Go ahead.
Well, we could hire a separate scientist to investigate the dogfish science, target, prey relationships, and so forth and so on, because that seems to be the only thing that works.
Yeah.
Is hiring outside science, somebody that isn't a victim to political will.
Okay, now who's we? Who's going to hire the scientist?
We have to recreate what we did on Fluke. Very simple. Most of the people who were in the room were involved in that, Drew.
Yeah.
Recreational, commercial, whomever, we can call it whatever type of club or fund or group or
yeah.
That we have, and essentially identify four or five things from this meeting that an assessment scientist has to essentially take a look at. And this is not about, you know, I mean, the fluke issue started off in somewhat of a negative fashion because people on both sides were saying, you know, we're going to hold our ground and we're going to prove you wrong and someone's wrong and I'm right. And it became very divisive. Now, that no longer, in my opinion, is the case.
Mm-hmm.
We had this, Southern Demersal workshop. We had three or four meetings. I went to every one of them. The system works. If we're allowed in, into this process, which I think we certainly would be if we approach this correctly, we're going to work collaboratively, bring other things to the table, other types of analysis, other types of methods, and work with the Science Center to get the best possible situation on the dogfish or fluke. And take it from there. I think that's really it's a good model. It's going to take some money, but essentially everybody in this room has the same interest. So.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I noticed. I mean, with the dogfish, I mean, it's something about lunch. Yeah. The great thing about the dogfish problem is that it affects fishermen, commercial and recreational land all the way up and down the coast. The bad thing about dogfish is it affects commercial and recreational fishermen up and down the coast. You know, there isn't one group, so you know, you're talking about a lot of disparate groups that have to come together unlike they ever have in the past. And,
well, I think to interrupt for a second, you saw that with summer flounder.
Yeah.
New Jersey has been a hotbed of that controversy.
Sure.
And we got it done.
Mm-hmm.
We came together.
Yeah.
And that's it's about getting the best line. We saw that there is more that can be contributed, but because the federal government isn't coming through with the money, it's going to have to come from private industry.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
And as you can see, the federal government's not going to be coming up with any money. I mean, Paul, you'd be lucky to stay status quo, which is actually a cut as you go forward with inflation. If that's what Paul's office, if they can keep their budget level in actual numbers and not actually in real terms, they're doing well in this day and age because there isn't going to be extra money. It just isn't.
You know, I don't think it's a matter of getting the best science or getting better science. I think it's a matter of getting more science.
Well, yeah.
And that's working with the guys that are working with, and gals that are working with.
Well, you can see.
We've seen this in lungfish.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it in sculpts. We've seen it in fluke. We've seen it in other fish.
Well, you can see it even today. There's a lot of different things. I'm sure all the different scientists in the room probably have learned. You probably hadn't seen all of this before, integrating all of this, getting that all put together. And then it's also clear that this fishery is confusing in that in every other fishery we look at biomass as just males, females, whatever it is. If it's swimming, it's part of that biomass. And then this focus on the females and then the issue of the males versus the females, and it seems, just from my outside observation, that kind of muddies the water on the way people are thinking about how to manage this fishery. And so that coherent plan has to be put forward on that.
Isn't there enough science right now? I mean, everything I heard today is that everything's coming back stronger than ever. It's above where we're supposed to be. I think we need a coalition. We need to form a group. I mean, and get somebody in ahead of it and get a couple sponsors for a bill to do whatever we're going to do.
Change the
Magnuson-Stevens Act not to include dogfish. Because no matter what, it's going to come back and bite us later on. Maybe the population is going up now, and we're at where we want, but 5 years from now, it may drop below, and then next thing you know, we're looking at another lawsuit from Ocean Conservancy. So I think we need to change the Magnuson-Stevens Act. I think we've got to go right at the source of the problem. And form a coalition and get a couple of sponsors, who's the guy from New Jersey? Get him and Barney Frank up in Massachusetts, maybe, Kennedy. Any of those guys, I think, would support it. I think that's what we need to do, is get a sponsor and get a bill going and push all of us to get something done about it.
There is a bill already. There is the Cologne bill. already attempting to change Magnuson, and it's got a significant sponsorship. But there's no Senate bill. That's one thing that's got to be done. There's got to be a contained Senate bill. And there's got to be pressure to build that flexibility in. We need the flexibility on all seats, not just summer climate, not just fixing the dogfish problem, but fixing all of them.
Yeah. Well, for the bill you speak about, though, with the situation of dogfish, actually, if you're rebuilt, it's not going to apply because it only applies.
It will help with the other species that aren't.
Understood. Yeah, there's no lack of problems throughout the range. But that's one thing, if you do form a group, you have to decide, okay, are we working on dogfish or are we working on all of that? And that's something you have to be very clear about when you come together. You know, what are these goals? What are our objectives? Because you know, there's no lack of problems to solve. You know, that's not the issue. Yeah.
How would you go about it? I mean, you know, you had the experience of dealing with Congress. How would you, what would you do if you were in our position?
I would form an organization, keep it minimal on the top-heavy side of things. Basically, Fisher's Cloud Fund was very successful. You have an executive director. And then everything is basically done through conference calls, decisions made via consensus by people talking. And then they have a team of us basically that go out and do what we need to do as far as, we go to different meetings, we work the hill for them, we get scientists, we do everything we need to do to advance their cause. Because you have to work within the management process, you have to have someone there at every meeting from the Mid-Atlantic Council, even the Maine Council when they discuss it, Atlantic States, and just work it. And it doesn't happen like that, but if you do work it over a number of years, it turns. It does. And you have to come with a positive message too. It just can't be, there are too many, I want to kill them. You have to get away from that. It's more, okay, there is a proper way to manage these. When you have a fishery where the majority of the quote-unquote landings are discard, it is not being managed correctly. There's no other way to spin it. This is a management failure right now. Okay?
Seems to me that we're at a fork in the road, and when we get to fork in the road,
Robert Frost, right?
this is, one of the paths is, one thing is, form this group, hire another scientist, get a second opinion, or a third opinion, because we've got a Canadian assessment now, and to dispute the absolute magnitude of the population estimate. And what's an appropriate target? The other one, that's doable. The other approach that I'm hearing a lot of is unprecedented, and that is fish the managed species down so that other stocks that have a tropical relationship with it can benefit from the reduction in numbers. That's going to be
under the way the laws and regulations are written right now, that's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
I
think you're hearing two different arguments here, though, today. You're hearing one that there are too many and they're having that species interaction. And then the other argument is that the number of absolute abundance is being underestimated, so that interaction is greater than people think. And so that's two different things. And also, when you have this male-female split, that's not being fully engaged or taken advantage of. Just New Jersey's trying to, let's get a male fishery, and then they look at just the dynamics of their coast, and looks like it's only female. Okay, well, there's another way to go about this. And that's when the states are only really acting. We don't have the federal scheme right now isn't looking at it that way exactly just yet. You probably have another amendment that's about to start, because I assume you have to have ACLs put in place by 2011, so you have to do something by then. So, and that's the opportunity for you guys, is they're going to have to do a management action by 2011 just to put in an annual cash limit. So now is the time to think about, okay, what do we want? What do we want to be put in that scoping process? Because as you know, if you come in at the last minute while the bureaucratic machine gets turning, you're not going to get in there. But if you're in the beginning about, let's put this stuff out for scoping, let's have the staff and the CDT and all the different factors, you know, analyze this. Let's get good information, find out where the data gaps are. You have to start that now. And so that's the only way you can start that is if you get together and say, okay, what do we want? And that's the process that has to happen.
I would be very careful in the approach of taking a separate expert stock assessment approach. I think you have to work within the existing Northeast Fisheries Science Center framework. As some are founders of the Southern University, because then if you get your independent scientists and then you end up with booming stock assessments, okay, that's very confrontational.
I think that the better approach is to work within the existing program. And their reaction was, well, the public isn't placed to observe. Well, you know, we wanted to do more to observe, and evidently, I've never met the man, but he had the
He had the ability to really work well
with the Northeast Science Center and everybody else. The other point I just wanted to make up is the Flower Fishery Fund had a two-pronged approach. It wasn't just, or as Ray Bogan calls it, owning the science. It was also, at the same time they were doing that, they were working on the political end. So you haven't gotten as far as we'd like to on the political
You have to take this on all fronts. You have to be part of the management process, part of the scientific process, and also political. I mean, the fact that nobody at Capitol Hill really knows what's going on is a problem. Yeah, because there could be a lot of friends there.
I think Neil's made a great point before. It's not about better science. The science gets better when you have more science. It's not saying our science is better than yours. It's about getting those data gaps filled, and then you can start filling those. Then science gets better for everybody.
Exactly.
Because it's not just about the fishermen; it's about everybody.
Yeah.
I get to offer a perspective on this. I've been involved in all of these scientific processes. I've been chief of the dynamics branch in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these things have occurred. Also the coordinator for the Fish and Wildlife Service in the Emergency Strike Mass study back in the 80s. I was involved in the early days with the salt industry and setting those targets, which were in fact 8 times higher than we had observed in the past. You know, that was a question that you're not out of your mind.
You know, we're 150% above
right now. Right. So that was part of it, but then involved the monkfish and the other parts of it, and also worked with a lot of the PDTs and their ongoing deliberations. And you know, the best thing you can do is to hire someone who participates, like Drew said. You know, it's not a one-shot deal. You have to be fully engaged in the process. Communication between the science and the industry is essential for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you move forward like a monkfish and work. Just across the board. It's worked because there's an investment in it. Just one point before we go too far on the male-female thing, the major feature that allowed the change in stock status for summer flounder was in fact the difference between the mortality rates of males and females. And the reason it remained a pool one is that there's not an ability to separate males and females in the landings. So there's a lot of heterogeneity in population processes. You know, males and females do different things. It's not entirely inconsistent with the way that process was moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paul, you bring up a great point. Tell me to call you Paul. You know, but you bring up a very good point, because what came out of the flu, you know, our flu efforts was this obvious issue with male and female, and now we've gone back and Science Center essentially, to some extent, has said, hey, you know what's missing? We need to know what the commercial, you know, we need the sex of cats. Size frequency is not enough, and perhaps by being involved, we're going to be able to provide the same type of perhaps missing information on dogfish, and in the same fashion that we're hoping to do the flu. I mean, that's the hope. The hope is that if there's a deficiency in information, it's no one's fault. That's the way it is. We can say we don't know. We didn't know that was a problem. We had our opinions, but now we're going to try to raise money and do this in New Jersey, and we're going to be able to provide not only life frequency, but of possible maturity and sex of some of longer, and it may unlock that remaining issue in the assessment.
Right.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yep. That's what it's all about. Jim?
I sit here many times having been involved in different fish reserves for years, and Dr. Reagan has done a good job. But if this group is looking for something to do to bring all of the signs up to snuff, every scientific meeting needs to be put on the internet. So my group, anybody else, and I, someone outside of the United States, to view it and get it where it's economical to get an outside that I have in the lab and bring in.
Mm-hmm.
So one, the Science Center, which Dr. Thompson had to go to feet on getting all of the science on the internet. Two, is get all of the science reports. 10% of National Research Science is doing an excellent job. The other 90% is questionable. But to raise more money, the government allowed the councils to put research set aside on every managed species. They then made that money a federal grant.
Grant, I'm very familiar with the problem.
The problem thing before this is to let the fishermen raise that money and control it and do whatever science they want to. I made a proposal, and I'm not satisfied. We have a system in managed species of quota limits. I make a proposal that anything over the quota be landed by the fishermen. They get no credit for it, but they can land up to the quota and get full dollar value. This, I demand to know, even in high.
Forget it off. I'm sorry.
I understand that's another discussion for another day.
Probably the time of the day, just we're getting lost.
Yeah, because before we lose everyone here, I mean, the question is, are we going to decide today, or when are we going to decide to, you know, form an organization and do something?
True.
Yeah.
I am so involved. Go ahead.
We, Garden State Seafood Association, will volunteer willingly to do some preliminary administration, you know, that and transportation stuff. So if the people here think the way to go is to form an organization,
mm-hmm.
an ad hoc organization, you know, hopefully not incorporating or anything like
that.
If we can find out there is enough interest in the industry, one to do it, two to fund it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is the key too on the funding. You have to find a hook. I mean, that's what's tough in dogfish, because you're not going to be taking a cut of people's dogfish landings. That's not going to fund a whole lot.
No. It's going to be the guy that doesn't have anything to do with those.
Right.
The I think it's going to be a little bit difficult raising money. There's a difference between saying, I'm going to keep your monthly fishery open, I'm going to get you more scotch, and we're going to do stuff for this fishery that you don't have anything to do with, except the fishery in low interest. It's going to be, I mean, it's going to require some weasel words.
Yeah.
That's
what I know. So, agreement to do that? Let's do it.
So, we'll take the initial step one. Make sure
thank you
sign the attendance sheet and you have your email address on it.